Hey everyone, welcome back for another deep dive. Before we get started, just a quick reminder that subscribing to the show is the best way to let us know you want more deep dives.
Yeah, keep those subscriptions coming.
Exactly. So today we're diving into a topic that's been used by some really big names like Google and the Gates Foundation.
OKRs.
Objectives and Key Results.
That's right. We're going deep into the book Measure What Matters by John Doerr,
the venture capitalist who brought OKRs to Google.
You'll hear some crazy stories about how this system helped companies achieve incredible things.
Like how Intel took on Motorola in the microprocessor market.
Yeah, and how Google developed products with over 1 billion users.
We'll be unpacking those stories and the lessons they hold for entrepreneurs and business leaders.
So let's rewind back to the 1970s.
To Intel, a time when the tech industry was super competitive.
And enter Andy Grove, Intel's CEO.
Known for his tough management style and focus on performance.
He knew that to win, everyone needed to be on the same page, working towards the same goal.
It's like that saying about herding cats. You might get some movement, but it's not going to be coordinated or effective.
Exactly. Grove wanted everyone at Intel marching towards a common goal, like an army marching towards Switzerland instead of scattering all over Europe.
I love that analogy. So OKRs were like this unifying force, this guiding principle.
Precisely. And Grove lived it. He was all about measuring everything and was incredibly disciplined.
Discipline how?
He was very focused on time management. He even had a late list to keep track of employee punctuality.
Wow, that's serious. But I guess when you're building a tech empire, every minute counts.
So how did OKRs play out in a high-pressure situation?
Let's talk about Operation Crush, Intel's campaign to beat Motorola in the microprocessor market.
Sounds like David and Goliath. How could they possibly win?
OKRs were their secret weapon. They provided focus alignment and the drive that led to Intel's victory.
So tell me more about this Operation Crush.
One of their main objectives was to secure 2,000 design wins for their 8086 microprocessor.
2,000. Sounds like a lot. It was a huge E number, basically getting other companies to use their chip in their products.
So it's like a domino effect.
Mm-hmm.
More design wins, more market share, more success.
Exactly. But at the time, getting 2,000 design wins seemed impossible.
So how'd they do it? What was their strategy?
They tied the entire sales force's trip to Tahiti to achieving this goal.
Talk about motivation.
It worked. They exceeded their target. The 8086 became a huge success.
I bet that sales team had a great time in Tahiti.
I'm sure they did.
It
really highlights the power of a shared, ambitious goal.
And OKRs were the framework that made it happen.
Yeah.
Now let's fast forward to Google.
Yeah. Another company that's become synonymous with innovation.
And guess what? OKRs played a huge role in their journey too.
John Doerr, our author, saw Google's potential, but also the challenges of rapid growth.
Makes sense.
So he introduced Larry Page and Sergey Brin, the Google founders, to OKRs.
And did they like the idea?
They loved it. They use OKRs to drive clarity, accountability, and the pursuit of ambitious goals. Think about it. Google now has 7 products with over 1 billion users each.
That's incredible. Search Chrome, Android Maps, YouTube, Google Play, and Gmail.
All powered by OKRs in some way.
If we take a closer look at Chrome, for example, how did OKRs come into play there?
Google set an ambitious goal for Chrome to reach 20 million active users quickly.
That's a serious goal.
It was a stretch goal, meaning it was beyond what seemed realistically achievable.
So they were aiming high, hoping to achieve something remarkable.
Exactly. And you know what? They actually missed the 20 million target.
Really? So was it a failure?
Not at all. The ambition of the goal pushed the team to innovate in ways they hadn't before.
So even though they didn't hit the number, the process itself was valuable.
Precisely. It's a key lesson for entrepreneurs. Sometimes the journey is just as important as the destination.
I'm really curious about these stretch goals. Are they always about numbers?
Not at all. They can be about improving customer satisfaction, streamlining a process, boosting team morale, anything that pushes you outside your comfort zone.
So it's about challenging yourself to achieve something remarkable.
Exactly. And one of the most striking examples is YouTube's goal to reach 1 billion hours of daily watch time.
1 billion hours a day. Mm-hmm. Even I find that hard to imagine.
It was a huge goal. Even YouTube's leadership thought it was impossible.
So how do they approach it?
That stretch goal led to a complete overhaul of YouTube's user experience, their content recommendations, everything.
So setting a crazy ambitious goal forced them to up their game across the board.
Exactly. Like they say, if you aim for nothing, you'll hit it every time.
True. But there has to be a balance, right? You can't just chase growth at all costs.
Absolutely. Responsible growth is key. The book highlights this with YouTube's decision to stop recommending trashy videos.
Even though it hurt their watch time in the short term.
Right. They were thinking about the long-term health of their platform.
So we've been talking about tech, but I have a feeling OKRs aren't just a Silicon Valley thing.
You're right. In fact, the book talks about how the Gates Foundation uses OKRs.
The Gates Foundation. That's amazing.
Exactly. Bill Gates has always been fascinated by technology and its potential to solve problems.
And he brought that thinking to the Gates Foundation, using OKRs to tackle challenges like eradicating malaria. So how did the Gates Foundation, which deals with complex global issues, put OKRs into practice?
Remember those fundamental principles of OKRs: clarity, accountability, and measurement? They defined clear objectives, broke them down into measurable key results, and tracked their progress carefully.
So they applied the same system used to build billion-dollar tech products to global health challenges.
Exactly. It shows how versatile OKRs are. They're not just about making money, they're about making a difference.
And when you're dealing with something as complex as eradicating a disease, you need a system to keep everyone focused.
Exactly. And that's precisely what OKRs do. They provide a framework for achieving ambitious goals no matter what field you're in.
Any specific examples of how they used OKRs to achieve breakthroughs?
Have you heard of Guinea worm disease?
Can't say that I have.
Not many people have. It's a parasitic infection that was primarily in Africa. The Gates Foundation set a bold objective to eradicate this disease.
A stretch goal that's about making a real difference in people's lives.
Exactly. They funded research-supported public health initiatives and tracked their progress.
And were they successful?
They were. The number of cases has plummeted. It's a testament to focused effort, a commitment to a seemingly impossible goal, and a system that helps you get there.
That's incredibly inspiring. It really shows how OKRs can be used to make a difference.
It's about making measure what matters a reality.
Okay, so we've seen how OKRs can be used to achieve ambitious goals in business and global health. Now, I'm curious about something else. John Doerr talks about continuous performance management, or CFRs.
It's a crucial piece of the puzzle. Think of CFRs as the perfect complement to OKRs.
So OKRs set the goals, and CFRs are about making sure you're having the right conversations and providing the right support.
You got it. CFRs emphasize regular feedback and open communication between managers and employees. It's about having ongoing conversations about progress, challenges, and areas for growth.
It sounds like a much more human and effective approach than those dreaded annual performance reviews.
Exactly. And the book highlights a company that ditched those traditional reviews in favor of CFRs and saw amazing results: Adobe, the software giant.
What did they do?
They were facing issues with time-consuming reviews that didn't really improve performance. So they implemented a system called Check-In, which focuses on frequent informal conversations between managers and employees.
So no more annual reviews, just regular check-ins.
It was a big change, but the results were undeniable. Employee attrition dropped, morale improved, and the company became more agile.
It's amazing how a simple shift in approach can have such a big impact.
It all comes back to communication and feedback. And this leads to the last piece of the puzzle: building a culture that embraces both OKRs and CFRs.
So it's not just about implementing systems, it's about creating an environment where people are empowered to set ambitious goals, learn from their mistakes, and support each other.
Absolutely. It requires a shift in mindset, a commitment to transparency and leadership that walks the talk.
It sounds like a recipe for a high-performing and happy workplace.
You got it. And the book is full of examples. Companies like Zoom Pizza and Reminders are using OKRs and CFRs to build great teams and achieve amazing things.
It's fascinating how these concepts can be applied to so many different businesses.
It transcends industries and company size. It's about setting goals, tracking progress, and fostering a culture of continuous improvement.
You know, one of the things that struck me about Measure What Matters is that it's not just about hitting business objectives. It's about creating a more fulfilling work experience.
Absolutely. It's about empowering people to do their best work and make a meaningful contribution.
It sounds like a powerful philosophy.
It is, and it's not limited to work. These principles can be applied to any part of your life: personal goals, relationships, creative projects, anything.
So we can all learn something from Google, Intel, and the Gates Foundation.
Absolutely. The beauty of OKRs and CFRs is that they provide a framework for achieving anything you set your mind to.
That's pretty empowering.
It is. And that brings us to one of the most important questions: what matters most to you?
Whoa, that's deep. I guess we all have our own personal Mount Everests, those goals that seem almost impossible but keep us going.
Exactly. And OKRs and CFRs give you a roadmap for reaching that summit, no matter how daunting the climb.
It's about having a clear destination, breaking the journey down, and having the right support.
You got it. It's a system for achieving extraordinary things, both in business and in life.
It's inspiring to think that we can all tap into that power of focus, ambition, and continuous improvement.
And that's what this deep dive is all about.
Well said. Now let's get practical. It sounds like a lot of communication is involved.
It is, but it's essential. Open, honest, and frequent communication builds trust and a sense of shared purpose. Remember Bill Campbell, the legendary coach?
Yeah, I've heard of him.
He was all about strong relationships and open communication. It helped him guide so many leaders to success.
It makes sense. And it's not just about leadership, right? It's about empowering everyone on the team.
You got it. It's about creating an environment where people feel safe to take risks, try new things, and learn from their mistakes.
So it's about systems, yes, but also about the culture.
Exactly. It's about recognizing that people are at the heart of every successful endeavor.
And that brings us back to that question, what matters most to you? What are the goals that will truly make you feel like you're making a difference?
Because when you align your goals with your values, that's when the magic happens.
It's not just about achieving success. It's about defining what success means to you.
It's about climbing your own personal Mount Everest.
And OKRs and CFRs can be your guide on that climb.
They can help you navigate the challenges, celebrate the victories, and reach that summit.
This deep dive has been full of insights exploring OKRs and CFRs and how they can be applied to any aspect of life, especially for entrepreneurs.
We hope you're leaving feeling inspired to set ambitious goals and create your own roadmap for success.
Absolutely. As we wrap up, think about what matters most to you. What are those big goals that you're ready to tackle?
And how can you use what we've talked about today to turn those goals into reality?
And don't keep this to yourself. Share this deep dive with anyone who might find it valuable.
Let's spread the knowledge and empower others to achieve extraordinary things.
Great point. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive. If you enjoyed it, don't forget to subscribe so you don't miss future episodes where we'll continue to explore fascinating ideas and practical strategies. Keep learning, keep growing, and keep striving for greatness. We've talked about the what and the why of OKRs and CFRs, but how do you actually put these systems into practice, especially if you're an entrepreneur?
It's about understanding the principles, adapting them to your situation, and building a culture that supports them.
So no one-size-fits-all approach.
Exactly. What works for Google might not work for a small startup.
So where do you begin?
Start with clarity. Define your objectives, those big, ambitious goals that really matter.
And not vague aspirations.
Right. Think specific, measurable, achievable, relevant, and time-bound.
SMART goals?
Yeah.
Classic, but they work.
Exactly. But here's the key. Once you have those SMART objectives, you break them down into key results, those measurable milestones that show you're making progress.
Creating a roadmap, breaking a long journey into smaller steps.
Perfect analogy. And those key results need to be measurable. You should be able to look back and say, yes, we hit that target, or no, we came up short.
No room for interpretation. I like that. But staying on track can be tough. That's where CFRs come in.
Absolutely. CFRs are all about continuous feedback and communication. Regular check-ins, open dialogue, celebrating wins. It's a support system.
Sounds like a lot of communication.
It is, but it's essential. Open, honest communication builds trust and a sense of shared purpose. Bill Campbell, the legendary coach, was all about that.
Fostering strong relationships and open communication.
Exactly. That's what helped him guide so many leaders to success.
And it's not just about leadership. It's about empowering everyone on the team.
You got it. It's about creating an environment where people feel safe to take risks and learn from their mistakes.
So systems and culture.
Exactly. It's about recognizing that people are at the heart of it all.
Bringing us back to that question, what matters most to you? What goals will make you feel like you're making a difference?
When you align your goals with your values, that's when the magic happens.
It's about defining what success means to you.
Climbing your own Mount Everest.
And OKRs and CFRs can help guide the way.
They can help you navigate, celebrate, and reach that summit.
This deep dive has been packed, exploring OKRs and CFRs and how they can be applied to anything, especially for entrepreneurs.
We hope you're leaving feeling inspired and ready to set those ambitious goals.
Absolutely. As we wrap up, think about what matters most to you. What are those big goals you're ready to tackle? How can you use what we've talked about today?
And don't keep it to yourself. Share this deep dive with others. Let's spread the knowledge.
Great point. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive. If you enjoyed it, don't forget to subscribe so you don't miss future episodes. Keep learning, keep growing, and keep striving for greatness.